Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Colin from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I disapprove.
Disapprove, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, would you say that things in the country are, you know, on the right track or on the wrong track?
I would say 50-50.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you say things in Virginia are on the right track or, you know, wrong track?
I would say that they were on the right track until Youngkin got elected. So, I guess...
Right or wrong?
I would say right track because he hasn't done that much yet, so...
Okay, so, okay, right track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sir, and politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I mean, it's kind of hard to, that's not a simple question, right? Because I live in northern Virginia and the rest of the country, the rest of Virginia is more southern. So I would say it is primarily a southern state, yes.
Okay. All right, and how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I have no basis to... I don't have children, so, you know, can't fully answer that.
Okay. All right, so I'm thinking only about your local public school system. How would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And would you say that, you know, things in local kindergarten through 12th education are generally in the right track or in the wrong track, in your opinion?
I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I don't have children to say to answer that question.
Okay, no problem. So we'll move to the next one. All right, Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts. Given the parents a portion of state funding, you know, used to educate a public school child, you know, for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that, you know, child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
Not much, but I don't support it.
Oh, okay, not much, right? Only a little bit or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. All right, sir, and supporters say, you know, it will give parents, you know, more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take, you know, away money, state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support it or oppose this legislation?
I oppose taking away money from public schools.
Okay, so oppose. All right, okay. All right. Okay, now, given what you know now, you know, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to support a legislator?
Less likely.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you feel that all Virginia kids, you know, should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not, you know, zoned for, should or should not?
Mm. I think should not.
But they should not. If they're not sown for it, okay? All right. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income? Would you say that they should or should not?
They should.
They should. Okay. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. And okay, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should.
They should, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sir, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, okay, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has been proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the, sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Support it, okay. All right, sir, and in Virginia, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax, sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to the Virginia hemp farmers?
No, I don't think priority should be given to Virginia hemp farmers.
Okay, so it should not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so then do you support or oppose allowing, biological males who self-identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No, I do not.
Okay. So oppose that, right? And do you support, so you oppose that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you support or oppose requiring schools not to notify parents, if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her, biological sex? Would you support that or oppose that?
That the school has to notify the parents?
Yes.
I do not support that the school has to notify it.
Okay, so I oppose. Okay, all right. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose amending, the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the, fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Do you support or oppose amending that the Constitution, to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I don't really understand the implications of that.
But just to make, To add to the Constitution, to add language, make it clear, that parents have the fundamental rights, to make decisions that direct, the health, education, and the upbringing of their children.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they, are accused of not affirming a minor child preference sexual orientation or gender identity?
No.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, oppose that.
Yeah, no.
All right,
sir.
Yeah. Okay, sir, thank you for your time. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia, okay? I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate.
I think it's not adequate.
Okay, so it's inadequate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And, okay, right now the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health system. In your view, should that work be, you know, a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority?
High priority.
A high priority. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, now one idea that has been, you know, offered to the state budget proposal is to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept, or, you know, or strongly oppose or strongly support?
I strongly support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and, now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan, okay? The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent care, urgent help to help in need. You know, does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I would be likely to support it.
Okay. More likely to support the plan. Okay. All right, so this, it includes $9 million to support mental health patients, transportation to relieve the burden of police officers, you know, often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely?
I'm more likely to support spending money on mental health services. So, yeah.
Okay. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students and needy. You know, does hearing this makes you more or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. All right, sir. It includes $58 million to increase the fund, the number, you know, crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Would that be more likely or less likely to support?
More likely. I mean, just as same as likely. I'm likely to support.
All right. Okay. Likely to support. Okay, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Would you say more likely or less likely to support it?
I'm likely to support it.
Okay. All right, sir, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I'm going to speed up real quick so we can finish it. Okay, it also includes funding the strength, you know, to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Would you say more likely to support it or less likely to support it?
More likely to support it.
Okay. All right, then, having heard more details about the plan to invest, you know, $230 million in new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, can you tell me whether you would support or oppose it? I strongly support it, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would strongly support it.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, and Virginia public employees, you know, have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I think that they should inform their employees of that right.
Their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to give permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, like home, phone, address, or email, to a union organizers?
I think they should ask permission, yes.
Okay. They should ask permission. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Restaurant unions have been able to negotiate contracts, you know, from public employees with less than, you know, one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have the, you know, to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I thought they already had to gain at least a majority of support, so I don't understand that question.
Okay, the question is, should not, you know, should or not have the gain, you know, a minimum percentage, like the fifth, one-fifth of a percentage of support for an election?
No, I think if there is a minimum, it's fine. Yeah, one-fifth is fine.
Okay. So it shouldn't, but it should not be.
They should be allowed to have an election.
Okay. All right, okay, so they should have to have an election. Okay, let me.
Yes.
Let me. They should be. Okay. Okay, so when once a union is formed, it can be, you know, in a place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So they can have a
period. Okay, so they should, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vote. All right, in 2021, a law was passed, you know, linking Virginia's auto emission standards to those decided by, you know, the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I do not support repealing.
So you oppose repealing it, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, certain federal tax brackets, you know, and deductions are indexed for inflation. So the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income, you know, higher. Virginia does not do this, you know. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
So can you repeat how it works? I'm sorry.
Okay, they say that, you know, federal tax brackets and deductions are index, you know, for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income, you know, incomes higher. Virginia does not that, you know, that they don't do that. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Well, I don't understand that issue as well as I should, so.
Oh, okay. No problem. So we'll move to the next one. That's no problem.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
All right, sir. In terms, the last questions are just for qualification purpose, okay? In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. And, okay, sir, now, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
35 to 49.
Okay, 35 to 49. All right, so now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
I'm white.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and do you have a child that is currently involved in public or private kindergarten to 12th school?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be a male, female, or other?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening. I
thank you.
Appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, good night.